This is Jedediah Jones. Here I am interviewing Laura Louise Jock and Jesse Morgan for the Special Education Resource Fair. Describe what your role is as the district program facilitator with the Minneapolis Public School District.
Absolutely. So I am like a coach and a district level support for special educators in our middle schools, high schools, and Transition Plus. I support IEP development, so that's individual education plans for students with disabilities. I support their teachers in implementing them, and I support curriculum and programming.
All right. And then my question for you, Jesse, is describe what the Special Education Resources event is.
Yes, so it's an opportunity for Minneapolis Public Schools to highlight some of the resources that we have. There'll be some internal departments, like the department that I'm the head of, the Assistive Technology Center, that falls under the Minneapolis Public School umbrella. And then some of our amazing community partners will be joining us as well. Last I heard, I believe we had over 40 vendors. So well represented, the Minneapolis Public Schools departments, as well as many of our community partners.
All right. Who is expected to be there this year?
First of all, we are going to have two featured speakers. The first is Francis Jackson, who's a software engineer and a founder of the Ability Speaks organization. And we'll also have Santi Bromley from the Unified Champion City Schools from the Special Olympics Minnesota office. They will both be speaking to attendees. We will also be hosting the event at Transition Plus School, located in the Adult Learning Center on Lake Street, East Lake Street. And so we will have tours of that building and that facility for families. And then we'll have amazing vendors like the Disability Hub Minnesota, Hennepin Health, the Highland Friendship Club. We have Reach for Resources, PCs for the People, Partnership Resources Incorporated, Minnesota Hands and Voices, We Can Ride, Horses Changing Lives, Interact, Zenith Services, Upstream Arts, Washburn Center for Children, Anissa Hagi, Nasra Noor, Southside Services, the Department for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing Services Division of the Department of Human Services from Minnesota, Accessibility Incorporated, as well as many of our internal departments like Early Childhood Special Education, Music Therapy. Our OT and PT department's going to have an amazing sensory room set up.
Quite a few. That's
a lot of people coming who can help out families with kids with disabilities.
Oh, yeah. Love the sounds of that. This is Jedediah Jones, and you're tuned into my interview with District Program Facilitator Laura Louise Jock and Jesse Morgan about the Special Education Resource Fair. So for the Resource Fair, I would also ask, are there some timely issues that will be addressed at the Resource Fair that would be of interest to students and their families?
Yeah, so I can talk about that. So in Minneapolis Public Schools, well aware of the challenges that many of our families face. And so not all of our services and things we'll be talking about will be rooted in the classroom. So things like Special Olympics, Minnesota, there'll be Hennepin County will be there with several different programs. And so really highlighting the need of our students and families for things outside of the classroom that we know is an urgent need for a lot of our families, highlighting the social emotional needs that they have. You know, some of our families that are possibly homeless or needing extra support. So really highlighting the services that we offer both inside and outside of the classroom and the community, not just that we offer, but also our community partners, which we have a lot of.
Yes, and Jedediah will also have leaders from the special ed department as well as leaders from MPS who are going to be stopping by. We'll have a visit from the new superintendent, Dr. Sales Adams, which we're very excited about.
and free
Oh,
food,
yes.
Jedediah. We'll have the Minneapolis Public Schools food truck will be there. Burgers, brats, veggie burgers, and drinks.
This is a fun detail, though. We have a student who is going to be DJing for the event. He can share more about himself later, maybe in a future interview, but he's such a cool young person and he's going to keep the event groovy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Who should attend the resource fair?
Yes, so it's really targeted towards both current families, hopeful future families, and then just community stakeholders, partners in the community that are vested in Minneapolis Public Schools. So it's wide open, and we are welcoming all to, that are interested in learning more about the special education services and community partners that we offer here in Minneapolis Public Schools. So we do expect a fair number of current families. We're sending flyers in multiple languages out to our current schools. Also, hoping to attract some new families with some of the unique and amazing things that we do here in Minneapolis Public Schools, just highlighting those. And then just community stakeholders. You don't have to have a student in Minneapolis Public Schools to be interested in the public school system, in particular, providing special ed for those that need it.
And then the last question I have is, where will this be taking place and where can people find information on the event?
Yes, this will be taking place on May 9th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. It will be located at 2015 East Lake Street, which is the Center for Adult Learning. Folks can park either in the lot or there's overflow parking over at South High School, which is just a block down. And we will be really excited to see everyone come and show out and celebrate our community.
I appreciate you guys for taking your time out to talk about the resource fair. Anything you guys would like to say last or just as a outro, I would call it.
Sure, we just encourage people to come out. We really want to highlight some of the things that we are pretty proud of that we do well here in Minneapolis Public Schools and really encourage people to come out and celebrate those things that we're doing well and learn about the just plethora of resources that we are able to provide our special education students and families here in Minneapolis Public Schools.
We hope to see you there.